Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is a freebie? Or what is an email list? When should I create one for my business? Or maybe you have signed up for someone's email list and you have received something in your email. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about freebie, email list, when you should create one for your service-based business. So lace those shoes, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. You know you've been called to start a business, but you're struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure. I felt called to start a business too, and I was overwhelmed with a hectic home life. I had no time to waste scrolling through generic Google search results that didn't align with my faith. I wish I had a clear plan with the exact steps to help me start my business. So I know how it feels to live with a deep sense of unfulfillment while you are watching others fulfill their calling. That's why I created the Business Clarity Blueprint, so I can offer the help I wish I had back then. If you're ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your business, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com, locate the freebie section, and download the blueprint. You don't want to get to the end of your life and regret not taking the first step to start your business and fulfill your calling. You can be the Christian woman who dares to answer her calling to start a business instead of burying her God-given ideas. Take the first step to partner with God and start your business. Go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and download my Business Clarity Blueprint. In episode 66, I talked about how to choose a long-form content for your service-based business. Now, if you missed that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen, because you will need to decide which long-form content you're going to use for your service-based business before you can start creating it. Now, just to recap, there are three main types of long-form content. Long-form content is a type of organic marketing channel. That is what you use to attract new leads, new potential customers. That's what you use to gain brand visibility, brand awareness. That's what you use to let people know that you are an authority in the service that you are offering. There are three main forms of long-form content. The first one is written, and an example of written content is a blog. The second one is audio content, and an example is a podcast. The third type of long-form content is video, and an example is a vlog. In episode 66, I outlined five easy steps to help you choose the right long-form content you can use to market your service-based business. So please go back and listen to that episode. Once you have made a choice on the long-form content you're going to use, then you can come back and listen to this episode. All right. How do you create long-form content for your service-based business using my PCL formula? PCL is an acronym that stands for plan, create, and launch. Yes, PCL. It stands for plan, create, and launch. So the three steps you need to follow to launch or to create your long-form content is number one, P, which is to plan your content. In the planning stage of your content, you're doing a couple of things. You are setting your launch date, because once you set your launch date, it gives you a frame of reference or time frame to work on getting that long-form content launched. A project is not a project until it has a due date. And once you put a due date or launch date to something, there's something it does to your brain. It's like your whole body gets into project mode, because now you have a deadline that you have to meet. And all that is done in the planning stage when you're planning your content. So you're setting your launch date. You're asking yourself questions. Who is this content for? So let me use an example. If I'm starting a coaching business and maybe I pick podcast as my long-form content. When I'm planning my content for my podcast, I set my launch date. I'll say, okay, maybe I'm going to launch my podcast May 30th, 2024. I'm asking myself, who is this content for? So maybe I'm coaching service or aspiring service-based entrepreneurs. That's who the content is for. What is my content about? So since my target audience is aspiring business owners, my content is going to be about starting a business and things along that line. What are my content categories? So these are all the things you're trying to figure out in the plan your content step. You're also figuring out what is the name of your long-form content. If it's a blog, what is the name of the blog? If it's a podcast, what's the name of the podcast? If it's a vlog, what is the name of the vlog? What is the title or the name of your long-form content? So these are all the things you are defining during the planning stage. The second thing you do in the planning is to decide. You're deciding, what platform will I use to host my long-form content? What equipment and apps will I use for my long-form content? You're deciding your baseline for your content. When I say baseline, I'm talking about things like, will your content be seasonal or will it be episode? So are you going to publish seasonally or are you going to publish episodes? What's your ideal content length? So if you're doing a blog, is it going to be 500 words or 1,000 words? If you're doing a podcast or a video, is it going to be 15 minutes in length? Is it going to be 25 minutes? Is it going to be 60 minutes? So you are deciding all these things in the planning stage. What is your publishing frequency or schedule? If it's a blog, are you publishing one blog a week? If it's a podcast, are you doing one podcast episode a week? If it's video, are you doing one video a week? Are you publishing one blog or one podcast or one video a week every Wednesday or every Monday or every Friday? So these are the things you are deciding in the planning stage. What is your content style? So are you going to do guest post, guest blog post? Or if you're doing a podcast, are you going to do solo post or solo episodes? Or are you going to be interviewing guests? So these are the things you need to decide in the planning stage. So once you've made this decision, you're signing up and setting up your platforms that you're going to use for the long-form content. You're also deciding how you will promote your long-form content. So all this is happening under the P, which is plan your content. So under planning your content, you're defining and you're deciding. So those are the two things you're doing there. All right. The second step to create your long-form content is the C, C stands for create your content. Under create your content, this is where you're actually creating the stuff. So if you chose a blog as your long form content, you are creating, you are writing your blog post. If you chose podcast as your long form content, you are recording your podcast episodes. If you chose video, you are recording your vlog. So you are creating the content, you're creating any graphics that is going to go with it. You're creating the systems that will help you consistently produce that content on whatever frequency you decided in the planning stage. So when I say systems, I'm talking about how are you going to organize your content? Are you using a Google Drive to organize your content? Your content production, how are you going to produce the content? What is the system you're going to use? For me, in my podcast, I have like a 5-step content production that I use. So I brainstorm, I outline, then I record, I edit, and I publish. So you're creating your own content system here. So how am I going to organize my content? What is your content production? What is your content promotion strategy? So how are you going to let people know that you have this long-form content? So you need to create an announcement email or announcement SMS, and you need to create a list of people that you will tell about your long-form content. Now, I'll give you an example. When I was launching my podcast, I created a list of about 50 to 100 people. These were my friends, my family, colleagues, team members that I will send an SMS to let them know that, hey, I launched this podcast. Please go listen and leave me a review. So during the create your content step, that is where you decide how you are going to promote this new content that you are creating. All right, the third step is the letter L, which is to launch your content. In this step, this is where you are hitting publish and you're launching it out to the world. Don't freak out. So in this step, you are doing all your launch activities. So the things you need to do to publish your content to the world. So maybe you created your blog post and you saved it as a draft. So in this step, you are reviewing your blog post, making sure that there's no error, that everything is grammatically correct, and you're ready to click the publish button on that blog post. You're finalizing any platform or app setups. You are editing your content, like I said. It's either you're doing it yourself or you're outsourcing it. For me, when I record my podcast, I have a podcast editor. So once I'm done recording, I send my raw recording to my podcast editor, and he does all the editing and sends it back to me. So what you're hearing is the finished product or the finished audio, the final audio. This is not the raw audio that I recorded. So my editor is able to remove all the bloopers, all the mistakes I made while recording. So this is where you do that. You're editing your content. It's either you're doing it yourself, like I said, or you're outsourcing it. Once you're done, you can schedule your content in this stage. Now, when I create my content for my podcast, I batch record, so I can record like 4 podcast episodes in one production. I can do up to 5 or more, depending on how my voice is feeling that day. So if I do it in batch, I'm able to schedule my content out up to like a month in advance or 2 months in advance, depending on how many I record in a batch. So once you schedule your content, then it's time to execute your content promotion strategy. Remember, I talked about your content promotion strategy in your create step, which is step 2. So this is where you are now executing. So if you created a list of people that you're going to announce your blog or podcast or vlog to, this is when you actually send them that SMS or that email to let them know, hey, my blog is live, please go check it out. Or, hey, my podcast is live, please go check it out. Or, my vlog is live, please go check it out. If you want to create your long-form content for your service-based business and you need an implementation coach to help you, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and book an implementation coaching session with me. As your implementation coach, I will help you break your big ideas into actionable steps. I will help you create a plan to launch your long-form content. I will also hold you accountable as you execute your launch plan. All right, let's recap. How to create long-form content for your service-based business using my PCL formula. Step one, which is the P, plan your content. Step two, create your content. Step three, launch your content. James 2 verse 14 and 17 reads, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone?" So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. I pray that you will put action to your faith and go ahead and create that long-form content that God has laid on your heart to create for your service-based business. Like James said, what use is faith if you don't have actions attached to it? I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the courage to add action to your faith so that your long-form content can become a reality. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd love it if you could leave me a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I would also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.